Good evening, everyone. We've reached the 6 o'clock hour. We've got about six more hours to go before we can honestly say it is Wednesday, hump day. With that being said, from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and this news update is being brought to you by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Reese, Marlette, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And in Deckerville, the Deckerville Community Schools Board of Education covered a full agenda at its September 22nd meeting, including approving bills, hiring new coaches, and filling an open seat on the board. The board approved bills totaling more than $93,000 across several funds. That included $83,401.68 from the general fund and $4,039.88 from the athletic fund, $3,079.15 from the student school activity fund, and $6,969.88 from the food service fund. Members also reviewed the district's prompt pay bills for August. Two new hires were made for the upcoming basketball season. Carson Benji was appointed as the seventh grade boys basketball coach, and Aaron Sutherland was named the seventh grade girls basketball coach. To help cover expenses, the board approved securing a bank loan to bridge 2 months of state aid payments. Trustees also signed off on the district's emergency operations plan. The open board seat was filled with the appointment of Kyle O'Mara, who will serve the remainder of a partial term through December 31st, 2026. Looking ahead, board members also heard a presentation from Robert J. Naughton of PFM about potential options for a future school bond proposal. And the idea that was formulated several months ago will become a reality next month. The Family Promise of Tuscola County Day Center will host a housewarming celebration from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, October 11th at 1120 Cleaver Road in Caro. The event is being hosted to celebrate the next step in the mission to end family homelessness in Tuscola County. During the housewarming celebration, there will be tours of the Day Center given, gift bags, light refreshments, informational material available, and more. For more information, call Family Promise of Tuscola County's Executive Director, Lauren Amalal, at 989-589-5509 or email her at lauren@fptcmi.org. And when we come back after this sponsor message from Tri-County Equipment, we'll get to our national news.
It's the John Deere Parts-a-thon at Tri-County Equipment. This is the best time of the year to stock up on parts for your John Deere compact tractor with 15% off thousands of select John Deere compact tractor parts for 1 through 4 series tractors, plus 10% off John Deere strong box batteries. These deals won't last long, so head to your nearest Tri-County location today and take advantage of the savings. John Deere's annual Parts-a-thon offers thousands of compact tractor parts at 15% off from blades to hoods and fuel caps. You can get discounts on maintenance, replacement, and wear parts for your machine. Don't miss your chance to save big and keep your John Deere equipment running strong with help from your trusted team at Tri-County Equipment. This offer is valid through September 30th, 2025. So hurry in and stock up.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and in New York, ABC will reinstate Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show after suspending it due to his comments about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The network announced Monday that the show would return on Tuesday. Kimmel faced backlash for his remarks, leading major affiliates like Nexstar and Sinclair to pull his show. President Trump, a frequent target of Kimmel's joke, celebrated the suspension. Kimmel expressed concern about potential government crackdowns on comedians. His suspension came amid a shifting late-night landscape and ongoing debates about media control and free speech. Sinclair said Monday that it would not air Kimmel's show Tuesday and would broadcast news programming instead. And in Washington, Democratic leaders have accused President Donald Trump of throwing a tantrum and chickening out after he canceled a meeting with them ahead of a potential federal government shutdown. The Republican president refuses to negotiate over Democratic demands to shore up health care funds as part of any deal. Congress must approve legislation to fund the government by October 1. Trump on Tuesday rejected this week's sit-down, which the White House had agreed to a day before with Senator Chuck Schumer and Representative Hakeem Jeffries, saying no meeting with them could be productive. Jeffries says Trump always chickens out. He called on House lawmakers to return to Washington next week. Schumer said Trump would rather throw a tantrum than do his job. And we come back after this Shetler Plumbing and Heating sponsor message. We'll get to our international news.
Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon is the Thumb Area's Ream dealer.
Innovative temperature control technologies, greater performance, energy efficiency, and savings. New home heating and cooling systems from Ream will surround your family in year-round comfort. Are you feeling it? Ream, the new degree of comfort.
Feel year-round comfort with a new Ream HVAC system installed by the pros at Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. Call 989-453-3531.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Ream heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Ream, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warm this winter with a new Ream home heating system installed by the pros at Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. Give Shetler a call for a free consultation, 989-453-3531. That's 989-453-3531.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news in the United Nations, President Donald Trump has returned to the United Nations to boast of his second-term foreign policy achievements and lash out at the world body as a feckless institution. He also warned Europe it would be ruined if it doesn't turn away from a double-tailed monster of ill-conceived migration and green energy policies. World leaders listened closely to his Tuesday remarks at the UN General Assembly as Trump has already moved quickly to diminish U.S. support for the world body in his first 8 months in office. After his speech, Trump met with Secretary General Antonio Guterres and told the top UN official that the U.S. is behind the global body 100% amid fears among members that he's edging toward a full retreat. And we have one obituary to report for today. David C. Block, 69, of Cass City, died unexpectedly on Saturday, September 20th, in his home. He was born May 21st, 1956, in Deckerville. Dave graduated from Ubley High School in 1974 and attended St. Clair Community College and later received a bachelor's degree in plastic engineering from Central Michigan University. Funeral service held 11 a.m. Saturday, September 27th, 2025, in Kranz Funeral Home in Cass City. Interment will be in Saints Peter and Paul Cemetery in Ruth. Memorials may be made to Deckerville Education Foundation. Visitation is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 27th, in Kranz Funeral Home in Cass City. Arrangements are being made by Kranz Funeral Home of Cass City. And you can get the full stories of your news, obituaries, weather, and information right here anytime on thumbnet.net. And from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.